Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
I'll bet you our next guest will take cash, credit, or debit cards. Adam Petraglia is the executive director and founder of something called Bricks of Hope. Hey, Adam, you're on WGN Radio. How are you?
I am great. Good morning. How are you guys?
Really good. Thanks for joining us. I know a little bit about your journey and Bricks of Hope, but tell us a little bit about how you all came to be and what you are.
Absolutely, yeah. I started Bricks of Hope in December of 21 through my own personal journey with childhood cancer. I was actually diagnosed with leukemia on my 11th birthday, almost 23 years ago now. And during my extended hospital stay, I was treated at Advocate Children's in Park Ridge. I was there for 5 months, and playing with Lego sets was a enormous help for me during my recovery and that extended hospital stay. And really through that same feeling, I went all in and started Bricks of Hope to share that same feeling, that same moment with a lot of other sick kids today. So, you know, since then, just about a year and a half ago, we've donated over 4,000 Lego sets to sick kids throughout the Chicagoland area.
Wow. I guess everybody finds a way to be part of the solution, part of the healing, right? Some people raise money for research or housing the people, but there's a kid in a hospital, what's he going to do, right?
Exactly, exactly. You know, when these kids are diagnosed with a life-threatening disease, there's a lot that gets taken away from them. One of them is just being a kid. You know, part of our mission is to restore that play, that feeling of being a child again, making sure that doesn't get taken from them. And something like a Lego set, like Lego Bricks, is endless. It's limitless, and allows these kids to really have a sense of imagination well beyond the hospital walls.
So you're 34 then, are you?
I'm 33 here.
33. Yeah. And this has been your cause. What's your job? What do you do for a living?
I actually work for another local nonprofit called Little City Foundation, based in Palatine.
I see. So your heart and head are in the right place. Your pocketbook too, I guess. And then,
right?
So do you want people to donate Lego sets to you, or is this a cash thing? How can we help Bricks of Hope?
You know, right now we do accept cash donations, and when we get cash donations in, you guys can visit bricksofhope.org. We use that to purchase more Lego sets, and then, of course, we accept new, sealed, unopened Lego sets. We have all that information on our website, as well as our Facebook page, at Bricks of Hope USA.
You know, it's funny you and I are having this conversation, Adam, because before Mother's Day, I was talking about how beautiful the different Lego sets are these days, and it's not just the Star Wars themed ones. I was commenting on the ones that look like orchids or flowers.
You know what? Believe it or not, I got my mother-in-law the Bird of Paradise Lego flower last Mother's Day.
And you know, one of my listeners sent me a note afterwards, and they said, I gave my wife a Lego set for Mother's Day, or Mom, or whatever, and she opens it up and goes, what the hell is this? And then she put it together, they put it together, and she loved it. Not only was it pretty after the fact, but the building of it was a fun thing to do.
Absolutely. I mean, just building with Lego bricks and building a set, especially one that's complex, is therapeutic. It slows us down. It lets us take time, especially something to do together with somebody that we're close with, somebody that we love. You know, it really does stretch well beyond just kids. But be careful. It's an expensive hobby for sure.
Yeah. Well, I thought you were going to say, be careful, don't step on one in the middle of the night. Because
that too.
You'll do a hat dance when that happens. Well, do the Lego people know about you?
I think they do. I think they're aware of what we've got going on here just in the Chicagoland area.
So this is local.
Pick up a little more steam.
This is a local. You're not national with this yet, huh?
No, we are just local right now in the Chicago market, making deliveries to every children's hospital.
I'll be done.
Within the greater Chicago area.
What's the most popular kind of Lego set these days?
Oh, gosh. You know what? I'd say our Star Wars sets are pretty common.
I've seen them.
And as well as the Friends sets, the new Friends sets that they have been a really popular item.
They have a little sofa and a coffee maker?
Yeah, Yeah, they make little rooms for the minifigures to build out their own personalities and their characters.
Take me back to when you were 11 on your birthday for just a moment. How did you process that, and how did that change you as a result?
You know, I still vividly remember getting that news. We actually, I went to the hospital the day before my birthday and to start getting a lot of tests, get admitted. That next day, we had a 11th birthday party in the rec room next to my my hospital room. And after we came back from the party, you know, my surrounded by my family, and you know, that's when. Sorry, I'm getting a little choked up. That's when we got the news. That you know, life is going to be a lot different. I just look at that experience and that single moment. And I tie that back to Bricks of Hope, and that's why I'm here. You know, this is why I believe I survived. I'm here to make sure that a lot of other kids have an extremely long life, and they get every joy in life that they deserve. For us, for Bricks of Hope, really just starting with play, starting with the joy of a Lego set during their recovery, and making sure that we build as much hope as we possibly can.
Well, congratulations on all you've done with that sad moment, because
thank you very much.
I think a lot of people are happy to hear what you're doing. I think you're going to get some donations today, and I'm glad that you're doing what you're doing, Adam.
Thank you very much. I appreciate you guys having me on here. This is fantastic, and honestly, this mission moves through the support of hundreds, if not thousands, of people that have aligned their hearts with what we're doing and have decided to help out in huge ways.
Adam Pataglia was 11 years old when on his birthday he discovered that he had leukemia and began a six-month extended stay at Advocate Children's Hospital in Park Ridge. And he's part of the stories that we're telling today on our Your Hometown series about Lake Zurich. Okay, Adam, best to you. Bricksofhope.org, right?
That is right. That is right. Bricksofhope.org.
Bricksofhope.org to make a donation and find out more. Stay well, Adam. Thanks for your time.
Thanks so much, guys. Take care.